RTR TV News with Ngu Henry. The main points. The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guiney, will officially launch week-long activities to mark the 33rd edition of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities next Monday in Yaoundé. Nigerian officials say they will seek the extradition of a controversial leader of a banned secessionist movement in Nigeria following his arrest in Finland on terrorism charges. Victoria United of Limbe and Kolom of Ja and Lobo will play the Cameroon Super Cup final this weekend at the Mbapelepe Stadium in Douala. Activities to mark the 33rd edition of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities will be launched by the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guiney, next Monday in Yaoundé. The event this year has as theme Strengthening the Leadership of Persons with Disabilities for an Inclusive and a Sustainable Future. It will be marked by a tour of facilities to assess the extent to which the disability approach has been taken into account. The first phase of the Olunu-Oveng Gabon Border Road Project has been launched by Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ganunjumesi. The project, which stretches over a distance of 70 kilometers from Olunu to Oveng and cuts across the Ja and Lobo and Villa divisions in the south, is jointly funded by the governments of Cameroon and Italy with a budget of over 62 billion CFA francs. The ceremony in Oveng was attended by Finance Minister Louis-Paul Moutazé and that of Decentralization and Local Development George Elanga Ubam. In the following excerpt of an interview, Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ganunjumesi reiterates that the compensation of the people whose landed properties have been affected by the project is ongoing under the coordination of South Governor Felix Ngelengele.
It's the head of state himself who decided to request for the Italian government to support the financing of this project. But we have to face the consequences of COVID-19. We have to face those consequences, and we had consequence also, a delay in really raising the financing. Now the financing is available. And Cameroon government has already paid its own share. And the company has been here only for 30 days already. But they presented their staff, and the first set of equipment is already here. They have started doing what we call execution project, and they are conducting topographic studies, and they have already finalized their hydrological study. I'm convinced that they will respect the delay. And also the payment of compensation has started.
The chiefs of staff of the Gulf of Guinea from Zone D countries are in Douala to visit infrastructure for their operations. The visit is on the sidelines of a two-day meeting in Yaoundé at the invitation of their counterpart from Cameroon, General René Claude Meka. Skola Maloke reports.
Upon arrival in Douala, the chiefs of staff of the Gulf of Guinea, Zone D countries consisting of Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, Sao Tome and Principe, were received at the 2nd Joint Military Region by Brigadier General Benoit Eba, who was representing the Cameroonian Chief of Staff, General René Claude Meka. He was accompanied by General Divine Ekongwesem. Their first stop was at the naval base, where they taught the Coastal Surveyors Operational Center. This was followed by an inspection of one of their ships anchored at the platform 11 of the Port Authority of Douala, where the group's ships are based. The last stop was at the Multinational Coordination Center Zone D, which serves as the command post. Here, the head of the center made a presentation of how it functions and, above all, highlighted some challenges it faces. Navy Captain Sylvestre Fonkwamba heads the center.
We want to build and to have a structure which is strong, and we need more personnel, more equipment, We need more materials, we need more ships, and we need ships who are able to stay longer at sea.
At the end of the inspection visit, which was the first since 2009, the different chiefs of staff of the Gulf of Guinea Zone D countries took the commitment to invest more so as to redynamize security measures in the zone. Skola Maluke, CLTV News, Douala.
429 new teachers from the Advanced Teachers Training College, ENS, of the University of Betwa have officially graduated and are set to join the workforce. The fifth and sixth batches of ENS Betwa received their end-of-course attestations during a ceremony in Betwa attended by East Governor Grigwa Mvongo and local officials. Celestine Sumbele has the details from CRTV East in Betwa.
After several years of intensive and balanced training, 429 graduates of the University of Betwa's 5th and 6th batch of Higher Teachers Training College received their end-of-course attestations at the Amphi 500 of the Faculty of Economics and Management Sciences. Anne Ekemeyong Eba, laureate.
I am very happy to have this certificate. This certificate is for my 5 years in Higher Teacher Training College in the Noble Profession Teaching.
Already qualified for the profession, the laureates were invited to contribute to national and local development as well as beyond. Professor Olivier Noti, Director of ENS Betwa.
We send today in the world of job young Cameroonians that are being trained in order to create jobs but not seek for jobs.
The University Rector, Professor Diodone Emmanuel Pegnem, attended the ceremony on behalf of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, and prescribed to the laureates professionalism and tolerance wherever they are called to serve the nation. The East Governor, Grigwa Mvongo, along with other administrative and municipal authorities, attended the colorful ceremony. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Betwa.
CRTV News. Nigerian officials say they will seek the extradition of a controversial leader of a banned secessionist movement in Nigeria following his arrest in Finland on terrorism charges. Simon Ekpa, a Finnish citizen of Nigerian origin, says he leads a faction in exile of the indigenous people of Biafra, Igpo, a group that is fighting for a breakaway state in southeastern Nigeria. The Nigerian authorities want him to face justice in Nigeria, where he is accused of using social media to instigate violence. In sports, current Elite One football champions, Victoria United of Limbe and Cup of Cameroon winners, Colom of Jar and Lobo, will play the Cameroon Super Cup final tomorrow Sunday at the Mbapilipi Stadium in Douala. The two teams have been training for more than a month in a build-up to the encounter. Harrison Ashutiku reports.
It promises to be a tough encounter as it will be the third meeting between the two clubs this season. Colom Sportive won the first two encounters. The first was a 1-0 win in a friendly and a 3-1 victory in the playoffs. The assistant coach of Colom Sportive, Francis Ndongo, says the club from the south is in good shape after training and strategizing at the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja for more than a month.
We are very confident because we have worked very hard. But you know, it's a match, something can happen. But we are just working very hard to go and find this title. And the history of our competition gives us a little advantage.
Their opponents, Victoria United of Limbe, for their part, are also upbeat to right the wrongs of their early exit in the CAF Champions League preliminary round in the upcoming Super Cup match. Wilfred Nathan Douala, Nji Richmond and teammates continue to train in Limbe. According to Valentine Quinbob Didi, president of Victoria United, Opopo will announce their intention to retain their title on Sunday when they take on Colom. Their fans are mobilized for the clash. Prince Will Achufo is the president of Opopo's fan club.
They have been preparing themselves long ago. You know, they say if you want to sell your goat in the morning, don't start looking for it at night. You might not see it. HIV is a black goat. The supporter union, they are very prepared.
The 2024 Men's Football Super Cup final will be played at 3 p.m. at the Mbapilipi Stadium in Douala.
To end the news, once more, the main points. The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guinea, will officially launch week-long activities to mark the 33rd edition of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities next Monday in Yaoundé. Nigerian officials say they will seek the extradition of a controversial leader of a banned secessionist movement in Nigeria following his arrest in Finland on terrorism charges. Victoria United of Limbe and Kolom of Ja and Lobo will play the Cameroon Super Cup final this weekend at the Mbappe Lepe Stadium in Douala. That ends the 7:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.